The pupil should have about 8.5 hours sleep each night. To accomplish this, the hours of rising and retiring should be 6 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. in summer, and 6:30 a.m. and 10 p.m. in winter. The first desideration for health is a daily bath. This should be taken immediately on rising from bed. For breakfast, I would provide coffee as being more satisfying than tea. Oatmeal and porridge 2 times a week. Butter should be provided in moderation, but I would give jam with discretion. At dinner, the supply of vegetables should be varied and abundant, and the proportion of meat comparatively small. A supper repast should be taken at 9, and consist of a variety to suit different tastes, including cold meats, Scotch scones, dried fruits and nuts, and fresh fruit, with a beverage of warm cocoa. It is the practice in most ladies' academies to require that ordinary conversation should be carried on in French or other foreign language. This has its advantages, but I should feel disposed to relax the rule during meals, as it necessarily restrains conversation among the younger pupils and interferes with the cheerfulness which promotes digestion. Every pupil should spend at least 3 hours in the open air every day. This may be divided between a walk in the vicinity and recreation in the grounds. The pupils should be encouraged to join in active games, such as lawn tennis, croquet, and shuttlecock. Those who desire it should have a small plot of garden assigned to them to cultivate flowers in. When the weather will not admit outdoor recreations, exercise should be taken in the gymnasium. Exercise on the gymnasium apparatus should be conducted with great care and should only be participated in by such girls as are certified to be fitted for them and in perfect health.